Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
NBA All-Star Weekend down in Charlotte. They had the celebrity game and the Rising Stars last night. The skills challenge, the three-point shooting contest, and the slam dunk. And then the big game of tomorrow, of course. Sean Debney's down there covering it for the Sporting News. I've been talking hoops. Collegiate first and now NBA for the last couple of years with Sean for a couple of decades. What are you most looking forward to over the next 24, 30 hours down there in Charlotte, Sean?
I got what I was looking for, and that was Anthony Davis sitting down and answering some questions. And he did that this morning. That was worth the trip because, I give him some credit. I think some guys would have just dodged the media altogether, wouldn't have come down and answered his questions, but he did, and I don't know that we got any more clarity out of anything, but it was useful that he did that. So now I feel like I gotta sit back and watch the rest of this with maybe a hint of enjoyment.
Somewhat anticlimactic, yes, after Anthony Davis. But yeah. He comes out and he extols the virtue of, like, the Knicks and a couple other teams, and then 24 hours later, he goes, no, wait. All 29 teams are on my trade list. I'll go anywhere for anybody. Boston. I'm a Boston guy. I can go play for Boston. Is anybody buying his skim back?
Yeah, I mean, his agent obviously put out a list of 14 that he'd be going to go to, and that's what that was the assumption we're all working on, that it was the two L.A. teams, New York and Milwaukee. And today he comes out and, you know, he's asked about the Celtics. He said, well, they're on my list, too. And, of course, they weren't. And he later says, well, every team's on my list. I think the way to read that is he knows that the Pelicans can trade him wherever they want. You know, they got him on contract for a year. He's going to go to wherever they say. So I think he's trying to spin it as, I know they can trade me, they're welcome to trade me wherever. I think in the back of every GM's mind has to be the thought that we know the 14 that his agent has put out, and it'll be interesting to see when he does come to free agency in 2020, whether it'll still be those 14 that he will seriously consider.
Do you think that he's going to sign when if he gets traded? Does that give that team a leg up, or do you think he's I certainly think L.A. and play with LeBron is his number one choice. Is he? Are the Pelicans going to be able to get anything more than just a star 1 year rental price for him?
And I think that was part of what he was doing today is to damp that down and make it seem less like he is stringing the Pelicans in terms of what they can get for him. So I think he was trying to do some damage control that say, yeah, he can trade me anywhere. And when free agency comes up, give everybody a fair shake. I don't know that anybody bought it. I don't know that that's exactly how this is going to go. I think that if that was his intent, I don't think he moved the needle at all. I think the teams that were going to make bid for him and have an idea of what they would give up for him, knowing that he might not resign, a team like Boston, for instance, then I don't think that really changes their approach here.
Who do you think LeBron is recruiting most this weekend? Because I thought it was hilarious when they had the draft last week and he kept drafting free agent after free agent after free agent. So, and he came out and basically said on the TV show, they were broadcasting it, there is no tampering All-Star Weekend. Who's his number one recruitee?
It's Davis, no question about that. I mean, that's why his agent went out and signed Davis as a client last year. And everybody kind of knew once that happened how this was going to play out, at least in LeBron's mind, that eventually they would wind up playing together, preferably in L.A. So that's I think things are still set up for that, and I think that if Ron's going to try to bring anybody along, it'll be him. And obviously they've got the end. He wants to be there. So, you know, maybe it doesn't require much recruiting at this point, but it's definitely that's definitely who we want to see join him this summer.
All right, Sean, if I made your pick right now, who's going to win the Eastern Conference when the playoffs roll around?
You know, I mean, it obviously became a little bit of a different race at the trade deadline with the number of moves that were made. I think Toronto now has really solidified themselves. See, make sure they can pull it all together, make sure everybody's happy there. You know, getting Marcus Gasol was a pretty nice pick for him. He's not the same Marcus Gasol, obviously, he was 2-3 years ago. Certainly not the way he was 6-7 years ago. But he could be a pretty effective player, especially in their offense, because he's such a good passer. So, you know, I think Toronto, to me, probably has the edge right now. You know, I still think Celtics can pull things together. They've just got so much talent. I think they can pull things together. I'd probably have them number two, Milwaukee, right there with them. And Philadelphia would probably be my fourth choice. But any of those four could win it. If I had to pick, I'd say Toronto.
Fair enough. Now, I hate when individuals try and play the underdog card, and I just don't think it's merited, like Tom Brady saying, the whole world thinks we suck. No, all you do is win Super Bowls, Tom. But really, you're going to try and run that one by us? Do the Bucks have a leg to stand on? Because Sean Devaney says, no, it's Toronto, even though Milwaukee's been in first place now for a couple months, not a couple of days or a couple of weeks. Couple months they went by the Raptors, and the Raptors can't get back by them. Is Toronto being underrated in the East? Milwaukee being underrated in the East?
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at Milwaukee and you know, I talked to scouts and assistant coaches and things like that, and you know, all this might prove to be false in the end, but the holes that I see from having talked to the people are, you know, one thing. They play pretty good defense. They do it by hiding Brook Lopez and putting him near the basket. You get in the playoffs, you can have some coaches who need to have teams in the East who can play small ball, draw him away from the basket, and really mix up the defense, which is really important to the way they've played. I also think they're susceptible to, you know, some zone defense or a different kind of defense because they're so reliant on the three-pointer that you could pack the lane a little bit and take away the honest. And he is attacking the rim. Let them shoot threes. And if you lose some of those games, you lose some of those games. But chances are they're going to have some off games from the 3-point line. You can beat them over 7-game series. So those are two things that kind of stand out as potential weaknesses for that Milwaukee team.
Shorty, good stuff. We appreciate you coming on board. We'll let you get back to the skills competition and all the other fun stuff tonight. Thanks for sharing for a couple minutes.
Always a pleasure, Jody.
My pleasure. Sean Devaney from the Sporting News.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.